One of three suspects wanted in connection with a double homicide in Canton is in custody. 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Alliance turned himself into Canton police and U.S. Marshals Tuesday afternoon. Warrants were issued for Lamar and 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton on charges of aggravated arson, evidence tampering, and obstructing justice. 46-year-old Daryl Washington of Canton is wanted on aggravated murder and aggravated arson charges. Firefighters found 42-year-old Katina Spells of Canton and 31-year-old Courtney Yeager of Maslin inside a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast Sunday morning. Police say both women had been shot. A Canton man accused of shooting a woman as she slept has pleaded not guilty to felony charges. 24-year-old Darius Leishman was arraigned August 7th in Stark County Common Pleas Court after being indicted by a grand jury. Canton police allege he fired an AK-style pistol multiple times July 3rd, striking Summer Christian in the neck during celebratory gunfire in the 800 block of 20th Street Northeast. Court records say Christian was paralyzed. Leishman's pretrial hearing is set for August 20th. Canton and Canton Township are putting a months-long annexation dispute behind them. City Council Monday unanimously approved a 25-year agreement that allows township homeowners to receive or keep Canton water without being forced to annex. The city and township will also share tax revenue from some newly annexed commercial properties and hotels. The deal also outlines responsibilities for police, fire, roads, and EMS. Lake Township is moving forward with plans for a new soccer complex. Trustees on Monday approved a lease agreement for a North Canton Soccer Club facility on up to 22 acres at 1499 Midway Street. The project would include 10 soccer fields. Trustees also approved more than $1.3 million for this year's paving program and received a $44,000 grant for road safety signs. Maslin City Council is considering a 10-year 75% property tax break to help urban construction expand and stay in the city. The company plans to build a 12,000-square-foot manufacturing facility off Richville Drive at a cost of about $1.7 million. The Independent reports the project would create 6 full-time jobs and keep 10 existing positions. Council could vote on the tax abatement as early as Monday, with the company hoping to move into the new building by spring 2027. The Portage County Mental Health and Recovery Board's executive director is retiring after 8 years of leadership. Dr. John Garrity will retire in September. He helped expand mental health and addiction services and led development of the Portage Crisis Center in Ravenna. The center will provide 24-hour crisis stabilization and behavioral health services. The Columbiana County Humane Society is asking for help after rescuing 195 animals in less than 2 weeks. The shelter says 113 animals were seized Monday afternoon from an undisclosed location in the county. Details are being withheld because of an ongoing investigation. The Humane Society has temporarily closed intake because it's at capacity and is urging people to adopt or donate. 7 people are in the hospital after a bus and SUV collided on Youngstown's south side. The crash happened around 12:20 Tuesday afternoon at Cameron Avenue and Gibson Street. 2 people in the SUV and 5 people on the bus, including the driver, were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The bus went onto the sidewalk and came to rest on a small hill. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A 6-year-old boy is dead after a shooting on Youngstown's south side. Police were called to a home in the 500 block of Plum Street around 4:10 Monday afternoon and found the boy with a gunshot wound. Officers performed life-saving measures before he was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center, where he died. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office is investigating. Details of what led to the shooting were not available, but police are urging gun owners to secure firearms and keep them out of children's reach. The victim of a deadly crash in Mahoning County has been identified. The Highway Patrol says 47-year-old Tanya Morrison of Newton Falls was killed when her pickup left North Palmyra Road and hit a tree in Ellsworth Township. The crash happened just before 12:30 Tuesday morning east of South Bailey Road. A Youngstown man is facing felonious assault charges after police say he forcefully shook a newborn who was left in his care. Court documents say 29-year-old Christian Jones later admitted shaking the baby at the family's Struthers home because he wouldn't stop crying. The baby, Elijah, was found unconscious and turning blue when his parents returned home August 5th. Elijah remains on life support. Jones is being held on a $50,000 bond. The search for a missing teen in Vienna Township resumes this morning after crews paused operations overnight. 17-year-old Landon Zagorski was last seen Sunday walking west toward woods behind his Vienna Township home. He's 5'3 and was wearing a white hoodie. Crews used ATVs, drones, and search dogs Tuesday while police investigated possible sightings. Zagorski has autism and his family says he may hide if he sees people. A former Liberty Schools Booster Club president was arraigned Tuesday on criminal charges. 48-year-old Christina Merrick is charged with felony theft and misdemeanor credit card misuse following a police investigation that began after booster board members reported financial irregularities. Bond was set at $10,000. Police allege Merrick, who led the Liberty Wrestling and Soccer Booster programs, misused funds raised for student athletes between September 2025 and this June. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.